How to properly iron a dress shirt. I can't count the number of times I've seen a man who's wearing what would be a very dapper getup, except it's ruined by wrinkly clothes. To see this especially with young single professional men who probably just don't have someone to iron their clothing for them, they never get around to it. This is a basic skill. The fact is, a lot of grown men, though, don't know how to iron a shirt, and it's nothing to be ashamed of if you don't know how. What's ashamed, or what I would be ashamed of, if you listen to this audio and you don't take the time to teach yourself and to do it properly. Many of us, we fall into the habit of sending it out to the cleaners, or we try to purchase clothing that's non-ironing. And I can understand that you try to save time and that at the end of the day, it's not something you enjoy. But it is something that's important because details matter. And when it comes to your appearance, you want to make a great first impression. Now, wrinkling draws the eyes of those you meet, and it makes you look sloppy. You want to have a well-pressed shirt or even trousers. At the end of the day, though, you want to show that you've got discipline, that you pay attention to the details, and that you, at the end, yeah, that's what it is. It's you want to show that you're a man who pays attention to the small things, because the small things make a big difference in business, in relationships, and in life. So ironing isn't that hard, especially once you get the hang of it. You can get a shirt done in less than a couple minutes. Actually, when you're doing them in batches, you can usually get through a shirt in less than 2 minutes, and you can find that you can just be, you know, listening to an MP3 or perhaps watching television or watching a video on the computer. So what are the 6 tools to effective ironing? Number 1, the iron. So how do you identify a quality iron? A well-built sole plate is what you're looking for. And to play on words, this is the sole of the iron. You want something that's solid, smooth, and clean if you're buying used. You'll find sole plates made from solid steel, titanium coated, and cast iron with aluminum, just to name 3 solid options. You want to avoid irons that are brand new and they're under $20, as this is where low-cost manufacturers often skimp on the product to keep the cost low. So a poor quality sole plate, which it's very, very difficult to find, I would say, you know, $40 is about the sweet spot. I find that there's some really great products out there in that range, but you want to look at the sole plate, and you want, because if you don't get a good sole plate, what's going to happen is you're going to get, like on a frying pan, you're going to get uneven heat distribution. And so on one area, it's going to do a good job. The other area, it could potentially burn or damage the clothing. So you may set it at a certain setting, but that's not going to be an accurate read of actually how hot it gets. Another thing for a quality iron is you want a high heat capability. So most consumer irons range in power consumption from 420 watts to 1800 watts. The higher end models, you know, they're above $100, usually go to the higher wattage. The power consumption plays into the amount of heat produced by the iron. Although there isn't always a direct correlation between the two, normally, if you're going to see something that has a higher watt usage, it's going to be able to something that's going to heat up faster and it's going to have a stronger heat. So why the need for heat? Certain fabrics, such as cotton and linen, being 2 of them, require high heat to reform their shape. So a hardened iron can cut the ironing time in half versus one that forces you to pass and remain on the same part of the garment for 45 seconds. Also, steam production relies on the sole plate's temperature, and higher temps produce a steadier steam. So while we're talking about steam, let's go ahead and get into the steam delivery system. You want steam as it breathes life into fabrics, and the hot moisture enables the toughest wrinkles to smooth out with minimal work by evenly distributing the heat throughout the garment fibers. So steam irons under $20 often have their steam components built in as an afterthought and sputter and spit out water. You don't want this. Higher end models, which have 300 plus holes, they will deliver a more clean, uniform mist. I'm not saying you have to get 300 holes. I mean, something that's got 20 or 30 holes may work out pretty well, but beware of those that, it just looks like it was put on as an afterthought, and that's going to be usually the lower price irons. Size and weight. So size and weight do become issues for those who deal with arthritis or are sensitive to weight differences by a few pounds. It's maybe not a big deal to us guys, but women who don't have the upper body build, I can tell you that there is a, you know, they do look at the weight because they want something that's lightweight. And that's where you're usually going to see a big price difference are irons that do a great job, have a beautiful sole plate that evenly distributes the heat, but on the other hand are also incredibly light. So that's where you're going to pay a price premium. As men, we can actually deal usually with the weight more, unless you're looking for something that's a travel iron. So let's go ahead and, you know, special note on the travel iron. So if you're a sharp-dressed road warrior, you want to have your own travel iron, because although hotels normally have an iron, you don't know what you're going to get. And look at the sole plate of that hotel iron. You may find that somebody used it for a purpose, you know, ironing grilled cheese sandwiches, believe it or not. I have seen people do this, and you don't want, you know, greasy food stains, you know, to put those right on your clothing. And it's going to be very difficult to get that out, and you're treating with heat. I mean, it's like the worst combination. So be very careful with the hotel iron. I personally recommend Steamfast compact travel iron. I talk about it. It's, you can get it on Amazon for around $20 or $30. I love it. It's a great company, by the way. If you have an issue with one of their irons, I've called them up and they just sent me. They didn't even ask for any of my information. They just heard about my problem. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know that I talked to thousands of men about style, but they were kind enough to, within minutes, send me out a new iron so that I would have something while I was on the road. Great company, great service. I can't, again, Steamfast compact travel iron. So the second tool that you're going to need is a good ironing board, although you don't have to have one. You want something that's sturdy on top and that you're comfortable ironing on. Now, look for boards that, in a sense, you don't, look for something that's solid, that isn't going to fall over on you. Always, if it looks like the cover is really poor, always go ahead and maybe spend a little bit more money and get a new cover or build one yourself. It's actually not that difficult. Also, putting a piece of aluminum foil under the ironing board that is pretty close to the surface is great because it's going to do a good job of reflecting the heat back. So it's like ironing on both sides of the fabric at one time. Be careful, though, is this is going to increase the speed that you can actually burn the clothing. So you need to be careful with this. Tool number three is spray bottle. So don't reuse a container that had a household cleaning agent. Those are just never, they're always going to have a bit of residue that somehow got into the plastic. You want to use a specialty spray bottle that you buy clean and that can be used to evenly distribute water across the shirt. Now, you can do that with the steam function, but if it's not a great iron, or if it's an older iron, or if you've put in non-distilled water and all of a sudden you've clogged it up, you're going to want to turn off that messed up steam function and still be able to use the iron. I like to moisten the entire shirt, let it sit for a while, but we'll get into that in a second. Tool number four is water. You want to use water free of small dirt and high concentrations of calcium and magnesium, especially if you're putting it into your iron. Use distilled water. Now, if it's not going into your iron, you can use what's available, and again, spray it directly on. Tool number five, a light colored cotton towel. So a towel can be used as an ironing board in a pinch. I've just laid out towels on the tables and I've used them as makeshift sleeve boards and they work perfectly fine. But be careful of, you know, you may have to put down two towels depending on what's underneath because you will be sending some heat into that and you don't want to be on a table that's plastic or something all of a sudden get it starting to melt through. Tool number six, spray starch. This is optional, but in the Marine Corps, we used to use cans of spray starch all the time because we wanted the super crisp look. However, if you overdo it, you can get flaking, and this can be due to overstarching and not letting it sit in. So to use starch, understand it is best used in moderation and with a temperature setting of 6 or below. It depends on what iron you're using, but basically, if you're going to be using it on anything like linen or cotton, you want to start being careful. Too much and you're going to make a normally breathable cotton shirt feel like a synthetic plastic bag, and you're going to cause more wrinkling when worn. In case you're curious, a man can make his own starch spray by dissolving 1 tablespoon of cornstarch in 2 cups of water. Using a spray bottle, preferably not the water one, clearly marked as spray starch, you can then lightly mist the fabric in a minute before ironing, and it'll work fine. All right, let's get into the meat of this. How to iron a dress shirt. For these instructions, I assume that you are ironing a batch of 5 100% cotton dress shirts with an iron setting of 5 to 6. It depends on your iron, but look for where it says cotton. If you're seeking a super crisp look, you'll want to first turn the shirt inside out and iron the inside, and then iron the outside of the shirt. Now, if you iron your shirts all the time and you want them to last a bit longer, consider ironing them only on the inside and not ironing them on the outside. You're not going to get as crisp of a look, but for most men, this is going to be fine, and it's going to extend the life of the shirt just slightly. So, preparation. You want to read the shirt's label. Really, you need an understanding of what type of fabric the shirt is made from before ironing it, or you could possibly destroy it. I'm assuming that you're using 100% cotton, but if you're ironing a polyester shirt, it's more fragile to heat, and you want to make sure to use a lower setting. Note, silk and wool shirts are not covered here. I'm not talking about those. Those usually need to be dry cleaned or very specially treated. Again, if you've got a silk or wool shirt, do not iron it. Now, when you start off, you want the shirt to be moist, not soaking wet. This is going to enable you to dry iron without having to worry about your iron's steam function. Ideally, you have recently pulled the shirts from the washing machine. If they're already dry, however, you take them and thoroughly mist them and place them in a plastic bag and let the moisture diffuse for around 30 minutes. So again, ideally you're pulling them out of the dryer before they are completely dry, or you're pulling them out of the washing machine and they're still very moist. Let them hang dry for maybe 30 minutes and then you're going to go ahead and iron them as that they are still pretty moist. And this is great again because you're using the moisture that's already within the shirt. Next, set up the ironing board near a power outlet that is close to the closet where you're going to be hanging everything. Really, you don't want to be moving all over the place. Think of it like a good kitchen. I don't know if any of you guys love to cook or you're chefs, but if in a good kitchen, everything is placed strategically so that you're minimizing the amount of movement that you're having to go back and forth. The same when you iron. The idea is to do this in a batch so that it takes... So in 15 minutes, literally, you can go through 5 shirts versus if you only iron 1 shirt at a time, all of a sudden you're spending 12 minutes and it's just a waste of time. So pull out a shirt that's evenly moist and we're going to first iron the collar. So I like to start off with the collar. This is one of the easiest things to do. You're going to iron the back of it and it's the most visible part of the shirt. If you are in a hurry, this is the one thing that you have to iron because it frames the face. You can't cover it up with a jacket versus everything else. So to iron the shirt collar, pop it up and start with the underside, slowly pressing the iron from one point to the other. Ensure that it is thoroughly moist before starting, and if any wrinkles appear, press them to the bottom where they'll be less visible. Next, flip the shirt over and repeat the process on the outside of the collar. The next thing we're going to iron are the shirt cuffs. Again, this is something that's going to be visible, gets attention, so we want to iron it first, simply because if we run out of time, we've at least taken care of the cuff and the collar. So to iron a shirt cuff, unbutton it to include the gauntlet button and lay it out flat. First, iron the inside of the cuff, next on the outside, moving all wrinkles from uneven fabric to the edges. Carefully iron around the buttons and even on the back side of the buttons. Now, never iron over buttons unless you place them over a towel or something, because this can leave a mark. So for French cuffs, open them up fully and again, press both sides. Now, don't forget to go visit the article. This audio is just the supplement. In the article, I show quite a few pictures of how to exactly iron a shirt. So ironing the front of the shirt. Now we're getting into the body. And this, again, is with the idea that if you only finish this front, you've pretty much done all you need if you're going to be wearing a jacket all day, because no one's going to see the sleeves, no one's going to see the back. But we start with the side that has the buttons and carefully work around each of the buttons, ironing from top to bottom. We move up to the top of the shoulder and we work our way down, like I said. We're repeating this also on the other side. And if you have a placket, make sure to press the material under it with the iron point and then over the top. It's worth spending a bit more time on the front placket as the areas near the collar as they receive a higher percentage of visual attention. So again, we're paying special attention to the placket because if you've got a double or a thick one, it's going to be something that you want to give a little bit more time and a little bit more pressing to. The fourth part is we're going to be ironing the back of the shirt. So we lay the shirt flat on the board. I like to position one of the sleeves heads into the square edge of the ironing board itself. Again, this is assuming you're on an ironing board. And then you have half the back in prime position to be ironed. You only need to slide the shirt over to complete the other half. So I'm doing each half of the back one at a time. There is going to be a little bit of double over, but again, I'm dividing the back of the shirt into halves and we're going to be going from top to bottom. So we're going to be starting up at the yoke and we're going to pay close attention to that area. If you've got a center box pleat or a double side pleats, you're going to want to spend a little bit of time ironing that out. It depends on style, how far you want to press that pleat down. I'm not a big fan of pressing in pleats if you don't do them right, sometimes they can look a little bit strange, but some men like to do it. Last but not least, we're going to be ironing the sleeves. So I choose to iron sleeves last, as of all the parts, this is the one that you can probably get away with. And it's also, it takes a little bit of time. It's a little bit trickier because problems can arise that unless you have a sleeve board, you're going to be ironing two layers of fabric at the same time. Thus, the key to ironing sleeves is to be sure the fabric is flat and smooth before you apply the iron. So you want to lay the sleeve out and you want to, with your hands, press it out. Again, you want to make sure it's moist on both sides. And once it's laid out how you want it to be, then you're going to be taking the iron from the arm sky down to the cuff. And you're going to be going in a solid motion. Whenever you're ironing, unlike ironing wool where you want to press and hold, when you're ironing cotton, that you definitely can move down. It's okay to move the iron down and you're doing it with smooth, steady. You know, you could probably actually leave the iron on a 100% cotton shirt, assuming that you're at the right setting. You could actually leave it on the shirt probably for 30 seconds without burning. Again, I don't like to leave it on any particular spot for more than 5 to 10 seconds, but I would have to say that cotton is pretty tough, and that's one of the beautiful things about it. The hardest part of the sleeve is where it connects to the cuff. Oftentimes we're going to have pleats in there. You can spend a lot of time on this. I don't give it a whole lot of effort. It's one of those things that as time goes on, you're going to, have your own style that develops here, but don't spend too much time on this point. So last but not least, you're doing the inspection right before you hang. You're going to look for any spots that need a little bit of touch up. Go ahead and give it there. Now, three warnings. If you're not sure about the shirt's fiber type, err on the side of caution and iron with a lower setting. You can always increase the temperature. The second warning, iron around buttons, never over them. I mentioned this, but even if there's a fabric layer over the button, as in the case of a pocket with an under button or a dress shirt with a hidden button-down collar, you don't want to create a permanent impression of a button that's going to ruin the look of the shirt. Never iron a dirty shirt. You're going to set the stain. Now, how to clean your iron's water reservoir. Let's say you went ahead and used tap water because you didn't have anything else, and all of a sudden you've got a buildup of mineral deposits. This can happen very quickly, and it's most noticeable when all of a sudden your steam output all of a sudden comes to a crawl. To clean the reservoir, you're going to want to pour a solution of one part water, one part white vinegar into the water reservoir and let it sit. Then you're going to want to heat the iron normally and let it steam for a few minutes, and this should start to move it out. Now, you may have to repeat this and repeat it. And if you're not getting much of an effect, go ahead and increase that to two parts vinegar, one part water. And again, let it sit. What this vinegar is going to hopefully help to dissolve some of the sediment buildup, and it's going to clean it out. Finally, rinse and refill with bottled or with distilled water, not hard tap water. All right, so some quick ironing tips. iron your shirts in batches. I talked about that, but it takes only a few minutes to actually iron. What takes the most amount of time is setting up, waiting for the iron to heat up, finding everything. So make sure to iron at least a few shirts at a time. You don't want to find yourself ironing one shirt 7 times a week. If you're ironing a large number of shirts, focus on the clothing that can start off with a cooler temperature first. So if you're going to be ironing, you've got some shirts that have polyester in them, you've got 100% cotton shirts, and then you've got some linen shirts, you want to start with those that are cooler and move your way up. If you dry your shirts in a clothing dryer, pull them out before they're fully dry. Better yet, don't even place them in a dryer and instead put them on a wood hanger and let them or let them lay out. And instead, this is going to lengthen the life of the shirt. When you look in a clothes dryer, look at all that lint. That is coming from the clothing and is, in a sense, sucking a bit of life out of it. If you literally have no time to iron, throw your shirt in the dryer, assuming that you've dried it like this before and it's clean. What this is going to do is the added heat is going to loosen some of the worst wrinkles. It's not going to look perfect, but it's going to look better than you wearing an incredibly wrinkled shirt. If you're going to be packing your dress shirts for a week's worth of travel, don't waste a whole lot of time ironing the shirt beforehand. Pack them normally and allot 15 minutes upon arrival to iron them when you arrive at the hotel. Do it all at once, do it as a batch, and try to do it yourself. I find that often hotel cleaning services, unless they're really good and they can promise you it will be back within a couple hours, or they come in, I've been in places in India and they'll actually come into your room and do it right there. Places like that are good to go. But other than that, it's one of those things that you want to take care of yourself, because at the end of the day, you are responsible for how you look. When you buy an iron, also make sure it's got an auto shutoff. Most modern household irons do, but some of the older models, they don't. And it's not one of those things that you want to leave the house and be thinking, oh my gosh, did I turn off the iron? Because these things can start fires and you need to be careful with them. If you're going to be producing steam, make sure you're using the iron at its highest setting. If you don't, all of a sudden you're going to find that it's going to produce it's not going to produce much steam at all, and you're going to wonder what's going on with it. Always empty the water from your iron's reservoir when you're done with it. Don't leave it in there. That moisture buildup can cause rust. All right, this ends this section on A Man's Guide to Ironing a Dress Shirt.